Haskell. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 12, 1900. Dear Brother Haskell, I wish you to take the following and do your best to make some move in Battle Creek. I wish to call the attention of the people to our pressing necessities in this portion of the Lord's vineyard. I appeal directly to the church in Battle Creek. I ask you in the name of the Lord to think of our circumstances. I do not hesitate at all to make the most urgent solicitation for your help. We need help. We must have help if the destitute fields all around us are to be worked, if the standard of truth is to be uplifted in places which have never heard the truth. These fields have been laid open before me. The Lord says, "Give them the last message of mercy to be given to the world." We have been doing this. But we have not sufficient means or workers to carry forward the work. We must have money in order to advance. Letters come to me from the workers who are entering new fields saying, "We must have a place of worship to which we can call those who receive the message." Toowoomba is now calling for a small meeting house. All these appeals are sent to me. They say, "Sister White, you have helped other churches. Will you do as much for this place?" I have lately received several such solicitations. My mind has been called to the large number of bicycles bought by our people. I have been instructed that it would be a blessing to those who own these bicycles to deny self and consecrate to the Lord a fund to be sent to us to help in building churches and in placing workers in the field. We call upon those who have great light and many privileges to make donations, that we may work this field, which is ripe for the harvest. By self-denial and self-sacrifice, let every family create a fund for the work in this country. I have used in the work all the money I possess, and in order to advance, I have borrowed money and am now paying interest on thousands of dollars. When an opportunity comes to enter a new field, I obtain by donations money enough to work this field if I can. If not, I hire money after using every dollar of my own. I am now using borrowed money. This is how Sister White is getting rich. Who desires to lay up beside the throne of God a treasure that faileth not? Who will place means where we can use it in our great necessity? Remember that whenever a new place is entered and a company of Sabbath keepers raised up, a meeting house must be built. I am in great distress over the appeals made to me. I dare not respond to them, saying that I can help, for I see no possible way in which I can do this. I have used all that I have to advance the work. I ask the members of the families in Battle Creek, fathers and mothers, to kneel before God, and then, before you pray, see whether there is any way in which you can deny self. Christ said, "He that will come after me, let him deny self and take up the cross and follow me." Mark 8, verse 34. Let us see what we can do to work this new field now, just now. We have no time to lose. We must guard against having more anxiety than faith. When the time to advance has fully come, we must advance. If you will make me your steward to appropriate the money you send, be assured that I will be a faithful steward. God has given me light that gifts and offerings could be brought in to advance the work in this new world. We need consecrated workers. We could use those who would give themselves to the Lord. We have no money to pay additional workers. But are there not some in Battle Creek who have means, who could locate in some new and destitute field and work for the Master, who for our sakes become poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich? There is room for you to work in various lines as God's missionaries. If I could, I would say, I will pay your expenses over here, but I cannot do this. We need now to establish the work in new places, but the work cannot be extended without increased means. I am instructed to invite you who are in Battle Creek to make gifts and offerings for this field. There is a large work to be done to prepare the way of the Lord. The pride and selfish indulgence which has been and is a hindrance to your spirituality is to be given up. Walk in the footsteps of Christ Jesus. He will certainly bless you if you do what you can willingly and from the heart. I appeal to you to consecrate yourselves to God. Make your offerings that there may be meat in God's house to advance His work. Will you do this for Christ's sake? Will you make Sister White your steward, that the work in Australia may be advanced? I ask this of you in the name of the one who left His high command in heaven and came to this world to seek and save that which was lost. This is our work. May the Lord give you the spirit of self-denial and self-sacrifice.